Hi, I'm Rosalie Hernandez-Joya, and welcome to Inside the Earth, where I give you the inside scoop on climate change. I'll also give you a tip on how you can live more sustainably. In this episode, I will be talking about the causes and devastating effects of Hurricane Ian. Hurricanes are one of Earth's most damaging and devastating natural disasters. But even if it is a natural disaster, was it completely natural? Today, I will explain how humans can contribute to natural disasters as well. First, we will discuss what caused the hurricane, and then we will dive into the whos, whats, wheres, and whens of Hurricane Ian, including specifically the effects it has on the environment. Hurricanes are giant storms roaming around the tropical seas of the world. The things that cause a hurricane are warm water and warm air. Can you think of a reason that the water and air would be warm? Climate change. Because of greenhouse gases and the warming climate, the temperature of the air and water on Earth is increasing. Now, you can already start to see how humans have a hand in hurricanes. When the moist air from the ocean rises, it quickly collides with the cooler air on land, which causes rain clouds, which eventually lead to rain. The right combination of wind and rain turns into a hurricane. Climate change and global warming specifically are making hurricanes stronger and way more destructive. As long as global warming continues and increases, so will hurricanes and their effects. Which brings us to our 30-second dance break. Last week, Hurricane Ian hit Cuba, South Carolina, and Florida. Much devastation and destruction was caused. So much that it will most likely take months just to clean up. Not to mention how long it will take to rebuild. Buildings, roadways, and almost anything in its path were destroyed by the hurricane. The magnitude of the damage is impossible to ignore. In Florida, at the time of this recording, 58 people are confirmed dead, and hundreds of thousands of homes are damaged and/or destroyed. As a result of humans emitting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, the climate is getting hotter. The hotter the air, the more water hurricanes hold, which makes them stronger, wetter, and slower moving, which causes more damage. Over the last 50 years, there's been a big increase in the amount of Category 4 and 5 hurricanes. Over the last 40 years, hurricanes have increased 4.4 miles per hour each decade. Also, for every 1 degree temperature increase, they can hold 7% more water. So in other words, because the climate is getting warmer, there are more of them and they are getting faster and stronger, which is not great. Okay. We've been over a lot. Let's sum up everything we've talked about. Hurricanes are one of Earth's worst natural disasters. But turns out, they really aren't all that natural. They are caused by a warming climate. Last week, Hurricane Ian hit Cuba, Florida, and South Carolina and had devastating effects. It will take a very long time for them to recover from recent events. Here's one small tip on how you can live more sustainably. Try to fly as least as possible. Plane emissions are one of the top reasons for greenhouse gas emission. It is okay to fly sometimes when you really need to, but try to limit it when possible. Thank you so much for listening to Inside the Earth. I hope you understand what causes hurricanes and how climate change is making them more destructive. Make sure to stay tuned for the next episode, which is very special. Be awesome, be you, and keep listening to Inside the Earth.